Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. A very blessed and happy new year. Welcome to the year 2026 in the year of our Lord. And wow, do we have a lot to get through today. We have some amazing music and some wonderful focus to think about as we go through our program today. And I want to jump right in with a beautiful song from Craig Coulson and his beautiful wife, Kristen. And this song, O Bethlehem, which of course translates to O House of Bread, is going to continue us along today as we continue to celebrate the beauty of the Christmas season. So this wonderful song from Craig and Kristen Coulson, O Bethlehem.
Sing glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Wanted to get that in because, you know, as we continue in this Christmas season, realizing that our very Savior, our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, who does not leave us alone, but remains with us in the beauty of the Eucharist. And what a great reminder in their song. So this year, as we focus on it being a new year and the beauty of continuing at this point, the Christmas season, I want to go to one more beautiful Christmas hymn, a carol, if you will. And from Kitty Cleveland, she has just such a phenomenal voice, such a heart, and we had to have something from Kitty during this Christmas season. And with the focus today of the new year, and then moving toward Mary, Mother of God, Epiphany, January being a respect of life month, and then preparing our hearts for the consecration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Just wow. There is so much going on, but first of all, the first Noel with Kitty Cleveland. Said, we have quite a few focus to get through today. And so I want to begin with a prayer before we go to any more music. And yesterday on Notes of Truth on Morning Joy, it was amazing to realize that this beautiful name of Mary, Mother of God, this beautiful focus of she who loves us so much that she said yes to the angel Gabriel to conceive and to bear the Christ, and then to spend all of eternity after his life, his ministry, his death and resurrection, ascension to heaven, and then eventually Mama Mary went home to him as well. And the beauty of all of her different names, but this one, Mary, Mother of God, is just so beautiful. Has our beginning of our new year always on January 1st. We celebrate and honor her as Mary, Mother of God. So let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Mama Mary, Mother of God, and my Mother, draw me closer than ever before to your Son, Jesus Christ. Take all that I am and gently lead me into the refuge of his most sacred heart, where love is pure and mercy has no end. Help me to loosen my grip on anything of this world that competes with total trust in him. Teach me your quiet humility, your fearless yes, and the grace of complete abandon to the Father's will. Hide me in the heart of Jesus, that I may live, breathe, and rest in him alone, until my heart beats in union with his, no longer seeking myself, but only his desire, and abide forever where true peace is found, heart to heart, with Jesus, now and forever. Amen. You know, when I was working on this prayer and thinking what needs to be included in it, in order to help people understand why we refer to Mother Mary as Mother of God, and especially in that beautiful Hail Mary prayer, and at this time of year, you know, we normally try to explain this title with the focus on the undivided Trinity, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if we say Mother of Jesus, then it stands to reason that she is also Mother of all, Mother of God. You know, when she conceived of the Holy Spirit and gave birth to Jesus Christ, which we continue to celebrate during this Christmas season, we see the direct, intimate connection of our incredible Mama Mary as Mother of God indeed. This week, however, it came to my attention that a much more simple way to share her name as Mary, Mother of God, is that if we deny Mary as Mother of God, then we deny the divinity of Jesus. Jesus Christ, true God and true man, has an earthly mother, and her name is Mary. My goodness, how I love this incredible woman, this incredible saint, Mama Mary. And so I want to go to that moment where she gave that yes, and she invites us to do the same, not only at the beginning of a new year, but every day of our life. And so at 6 a.m., at noon, and 6 p.m., we pray the Angelus. And that beautiful prayer is our next song for today. From me, your host, Julie Carrick, the Angelus.
The angel of God declared unto Mary, and she gave her heart, her soul, her yes. And she conceived of the Holy Spirit, and the angels sang. From your womb the sun.
How I love singing that one. How I love praying that one. And now I want to go to one more of mine that has a much more gentle, a much more motherly feel. We're going to spend some time in the next few minutes with Mama Mary in that stable in Bethlehem where Jesus Christ was born, and the mother of our Savior held him in her arms. She rocked him and she loved him as her infant son, this incredible infant son, son of God and son of Mary, as she sings to him now her lullaby. So for me, your host, Julie Carrick, my song, Lullaby.
Lullaby, don't you cry. Lullaby, close your eyes. Lullaby, little one. I love you.
Beautiful in this focus today of the new year, Mary, Mother of God, seeing her holding her son, singing to him the beauty of that mother's heart, the beauty of the mother's lullaby, and then inviting us to come and to adore her son, that we never stay within her immaculate heart, but we pass through it really receiving that beautiful grace of a mother's heart so that we can go deeper into the heart of her son and to bring him our gifts. And this weekend, as we celebrate Epiphany, where we recognize the gifts of the Magi who came in search of the King, of the newborn King, and inviting us to offer him something. What is it that we can offer him? So the first Epiphany song that I want to go to today as part of our Christmas celebration is from the St. Joan of Arc Choir. And I love this song. It's one of my favorites for the time of Epiphany during this Christmas season. And it's simply entitled, What Gift? So as we hear this beautiful choir from St. Joan of Arc right here in Phoenix, as we hear them sing this beautiful song, What Gift? Maybe ponder in your mind's eye, what gift are we bringing to our Lord this weekend? And for every day of our life, how do we draw close to him and give him the gift of our lives? So, this beautiful song now, What Gift? Thank you to the beautiful choir at St. Joan of Arc. If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Julie Carrick, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author. It is always such a privilege and a joy to share this hour with you each and every week, sharing the music and the ministry, the heart of many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you. Now, as we continue along this time of Christmas and this weekend Epiphany, I want to share with you a couple more of my songs. The one that I want to go to next was one of those pieces of music that, as I wrote it, thinking that I was going to be giving this gift to the Lord, I have been amazed that after 30 years of ministry, this simple gift given to our Lord, this simple song that was written all these years ago, the way that the Lord took that gift from me, accepted it, and then made something better of it than what I could even have given to him when he turned it around and used this simple song to start and continue a ministry. And this ministry that shares the beauty of our Catholic faith, not just in the music, but in the speaking engagements, the parish missions, the books. But it all began with a simple gift, and it's this song, December Road. So as you listen to my song today, December Road, asking the Lord, where does he want you to travel on your December road, the road of your life, leading us closer and closer to him who loves us so much.
Of the key. They followed it untiring right to the cave and brought with them their treasures to lay before their king.
Adore. We can give.
It truly was the beginning of a ministry. The very first thing was a very simple Christmas CD that was done in 1995 up in Flagstaff, Arizona, with my husband, my sister, and we went into a very simple studio, but we wanted to really offer our gifts. And truly, it's been amazing what our precious Lord has done over these years to keep that gift going. And so it was kind of a full circle thing that the last project that I recorded, the most recent one, is the project entitled Come to the Manger. And when you listen to the lyric of this, working with these old hymns, but giving them fresh life with new melodies and bringing the lyric in the old English into our modern English language, and to realize that even as we come to the manger to offer him the gift, he is giving us so much more. Every time we want to offer him something, he will never be outdone in generosity. So, again, wherever you are listening from today, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, come to the manger.
Come to the manger, come to the manger. Come here to receive your King. Come, come, oh come to the manger. People, come, adore your King. Sing, sing, ye chorus of angels. Stars over Bethlehem, join us and sing. He lies amid the beasts of the storm, who is maker and lord of us all. The wintry wind blows, cold and dreary. See, he comes to a world so weary. Come to the manger, come to the manger. Come here to receive your King. People, come, adore your King. Sing, sing, ye chorus of angels. Stars over Bethlehem, join us and sing. He leaves all his glory behind, to be born and to die for mankind. With grateful beasts, his cradle he chooses. Man, his love refuses. Come to the manger, come to the manger. Come here to receive your King. Come, come, oh come to the manger. People, come, adore your King. Sing, sing. Now come, come to the Savior Emmanuel's home, the heavenly host above us singing. Says the Christmas bells are ringing. Come to the manger, come to the manger. Come here to receive your King. Your King. Sing, sing, ye chorus of angels. Stars over Bethlehem, join us and sing. Stars over Bethlehem, join us and sing.
And again, I love to sing his praise. to take these, the lyric that he puts into my thoughts, and then the way that these lyrics are crafted then into songs, the way the melodies are added. And we realize that whether you are a songwriter, whether you are a mom, a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a waitress, somebody who helps us to organize our lives, whatever your call is in this life, every bit of it is called to be shared back to our Lord, who has given us these gifts to begin with. And so this weekend, as we celebrate Epiphany, after just beginning this brand new year, asking Mary, Mother of God, to intercede for us, to journey with us, and to be that incredible presence in our life, realizing that the gifts that we give to our Lord are gifted back so just amazingly, brilliantly in our lives. And before we go to the focus, the final focus of January, being this month that we also respect life, we are called to look at January and October in particular to really look at life and how it is we are living genuine lives of our Catholic faith, where we stand for life from the moment of conception until the moment of natural death. And how are we honoring that life? And so I want to share something. This was, again, in this past week, to have this focus of how Mama Mary continues to be with us as we journey through our lives. And it was this thought, that as she watched her son grow up, spend his earthly life in service, in teaching, in drawing people to the truth of who he is as our Savior, and ultimately to give his life for each and every one of us, she was one of three that stood at the foot of the cross. Mary, our mother and mother of God, John, the faithful, loved disciple of our Lord Jesus, and Mary Magdalene. And as Mary stood there that day, looking at her son shedding his blood for us, and she saw the two thieves, one on either side of him, the good thief who was repentant and asking God, please bring me home with you to your kingdom, and Jesus saying, today you will be with me in paradise. And then to hear the mocking words of the unrepentant thief who was jeering at Jesus and saying, if you really are the Christ, save yourself and us. And how Mary's heart broke for both of those children. One, it broke in a sense of awe and wonder, knowing that her son was dying and that that good thief would be with him in paradise. And how her heart must have broken when she saw that thief who would not repent, who would not stop even at that point of death, and how she did not want him to have an eternity of damnation in hell. In that moment where she began that life of prayer for all of us, her children, that none of us would be lost, that not one life, not one soul would be lost. Just wow, what a focus. And so as January reminds us that this is a month that we respect life, it only makes sense that now we want to go to a children's choir, the beautiful children's choir from St. Joan of Arc. And as they invite us to hurry to Bethlehem while there is still time during this Christmas season to come and to see the newborn King, offering him our hearts, our joys, our lives, so that we will spend them for him. So from the St. Joan of Arc children's choir, Hurry to Bethlehem.
Bring your gifts.
those voices, the voices of children, not just during the month of January or October, but that month and day, every single moment in between the beginning of January 1st through the end of December 31st, how we are called to hold on to the beauty of life that God has given us, that we would hold close all of those people in our life that God has so gifted to be with us from the moment of conception until the moment of natural death. How are we spending our life? And how are we looking at those in our life and holding them close, acknowledging their lives? Mother and father, together, holding on to this gift of life. Not just the mother, not just the child in the womb, but every single human being. And this is going to take us to one more song from Jamie Teton today. And it is her beautiful song, Hold Them Close. As you hear the words that she has written in this beautiful piece of music, realize that every moment of every human life matters, and we need to hold each other close as we journey through this life. Again, from Jamie Teton, Hold Them Close.
It was a cold and lonely Christmas. As they stood outside the plane, he whispered in his son's ear, please come home safe. Leaving for a year to fight on a foreign shore, answering the call to honor God, country, and core. We live a day, but nobody knows what the future holds. So make the most of today. Don't wait for tomorrow to hold them close. Don't wait for tomorrow to hold them close. Driving to St. Joseph's, this wasn't what he'd planned. Spending Christmas morning saying bye to his dad. When he finally reached his bedside with no time for goodbyes, they had to find forgiveness in each other's eyes. We live a day at a time, but nobody knows what the future holds. So make the most of today. Don't wait for tomorrow to hold them close. Don't wait for tomorrow to hold them close. On the very first Christmas, rocking back and forth, a mother holds her son who came to save the world. Her heart was overflowing as she looked in his eyes, wondering how long he would be by her side. Nobody knows what the future holds. Oh, so make the most of today. Don't wait for tomorrow to hold them close. Don't wait for tomorrow to hold them close. Take the time. Hold them close.
Thank you, Jamie. That one, I tell you, it gets to me. And before we go to our final song, the song that is going to take us to the top of the hour, I just want to repeat that beautiful prayer that is inviting us to this new year with Mary, Mother of God, and this year that we are going to consecrate the United States of America to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. We want to be well prepared for that. And so the best person who knows Jesus closer and deeper than any other human being is his mother. And so we ask Mama Mary to pray and to intercede for us to take us close into the heart of her son. Mama Mary, Mother of God and my mother, draw me closer than ever before to your son, Jesus Christ. Take all that I am and gently lead me into the refuge of his most sacred heart, where love is pure and mercy has no end. Help me to loosen my grip on anything of this world that competes with total trust in him. Teach me your quiet humility, your fearless yes, and the grace of complete abandon to the Father's will. Hide me in the heart of Jesus, that I may live, breathe, and rest in his love alone until my heart beats in union with his, no longer seeking myself, but only his desire, and abide forever where true peace is found, heart to heart with Jesus, now and forever. And that line, heart to heart, is going to take us to our final song today. And it is one that I wrote a few years ago on the project Lend Me Your Heart, asking Mary to do just that, to take us deeper through her Immaculate Heart and into the heart of her son, Jesus Christ. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Heart to Heart.
Into your heart I come, seeking grace and your protection. Into your heart I come, letting go and giving all. Heart to heart to heart, though not worthy I come to you. Heart to heart to heart,
again, I just want to say a happy and blessed and holy new year to each and every one of you. And again, for information about each and every one of the artists whose music you've heard today and on all of our episodes, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. And now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Christmas fills our hearts with hope, reminding us of the light that shines even in the darkest times. Wishing you a blessed Christmas from the Guadalupe Radio family.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly recently won a Gabriel Award for Best Radio Program. And it's easy to see why.
Tony, any final comments?
Yeah, just I didn't know all that stuff that Adam just said. That's fascinating in a bad and a good way. Like, I had no idea. And your show has made a huge difference in my life because I'm a Catholic convert, and I just never learned much about the satanic world. Just I wanted to avoid it. But giving me so many weapons, I mean, resources and the rosary, of course, and St. Michael the Archangel, and I didn't even, wasn't aware kind of that he had a kind of a guardian angel back in the past. But thank you for all that. You've made a huge difference, and God bless you both. I'll be praying for you both, and I look forward to listening to that show next Saturday.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly fills a need for many Catholics just like this one, and what you hear on this show could very well change your life. Listen on Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Come on, get in the chopper now.
Where are we headed?
The GRN is raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in midnight black.
Why can't we just go to grnonline.com/raffle or call 888-784-3476?
That's a great idea, and we can support Catholic Radio on the GRN at the same time.
Well, what are we waiting for?
That's right, the time is now. Come on, do it.
A while back, I had a nice little chat with some Jehovah Witness ladies, and they tried to justify their claim to be Christian by saying the early Christians didn't believe Jesus was God. Is this true? Well, of course not. Let me share a few examples. Take John 1:1, where John describes Jesus as the Word and writes the Word was God. Now, in order to get around this, the JWs translate the phrase as the Word was a God. But this is based on a misunderstanding of Greek grammar. Consider also Colossians 2:9, where St. Paul writes, "For in him, that is Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." In 1 Corinthians 8:6, Paul describes Jesus as the one through whom we exist. Isn't God the one ultimately responsible for the existence of things? So, contrary to what the JWs think, to be Christian, you must believe Jesus is God. I'm Carlo Broussard with A Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.